From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, October 3rd at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. We have mixed to, unchanged markets, generally speaking, across the board here. An early trade, December corn down 2 1/4 at 419.5. November soybeans down a penny at 10.22 3/4. And December wheat up 0.25 cents at 5.15. Looking at outside markets, November WTI oil is up 39 cents at 60.87. And the Dow Jones doesn't care that the government shut down evidently lately, up 248 points at 46,768. So like I said, the U.S. government is still shut down, and also China is on holiday until middle of next week. So, we regularly count on some of this data that comes out all the time, and it's just not there. So that alludes to my next point. We were supposed to have our monthly October WASDE balance sheet to update corn, soybeans, wheat next Thursday, and that data getting published is probably doubtful at this point. And we all like to poke and tease the USDA for their methodology and their stats they come up with, but we do rely on that steady stream of updated data, and it's just not going to be there. So we're going to be looking at private data and estimates on this U.S. corn crop, this Brazilian crop, as they get it planted in the Southern Hemisphere as well. Locally here, harvest has advanced at a really brisk pace with the dry weather, and we're seeing some pretty impressive basis strength here along the river system the last few days. That Southern Illinois crop just isn't as good, and soybean harvest is really wrapping up in many areas, and folks have kind of focused on the beans and now switching to corn in many areas. But corn and soybean basis is up 15 to 20 cents for nearby bids in St. Louis here the last few days. So we're still below normal, especially on soybeans, but it's a pretty encouraging sign because all these downstream competitors and processing plants of the river will have to compete a little bit more. And that's what hurt basis so bad the last 3 or 4 weeks prior. Spreads have narrowed as well. December, March corn now only 16 cent carry. November, January soybeans an 18 cent carry. Treasury Secretary Bessent yesterday said you're going to see substantial support for the farmers. We're also going to be working with farm credit to make sure the farmers have what they need for planting next spring. So they're keeping a close eye on financing as well, because spring will be here before we know it. More implications of this government shutdown is it's going to delay payments from the 2024 ARC and PLC program, Title I. Not as big of a deal here, but is a big deal for parts of Northern Iowa and Southern Minnesota who had bad crops last year. They are due some ARC County payments, and they're not going to get them until we get this situation taken care of with the government shutdown. Also, we're all anxiously waiting on SDRP Stage 2 details. FSA website says it'll be released in October, and that's being delayed too. And I still think that could be a major deal for a lot of my clients and folks in the Eastern Corn Belt once implemented, because it's going to give higher crop insurance from the crop years 2023 and 2024. I still don't think people understand the ramifications of that if it gets rolled out the way we think it can. 7-day precip forecast offers no rain, pretty much. I guess a couple small chances. I'm just so used to saying no rain, but a couple small chances for Eastern Corn Belt, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. Heavier chances for Iowa, parts of Kansas, and southeastern Nebraska. 6 to 10 day is above average temperatures and below normal precip. So our drought map is looking pretty sorry, Kimberly, as we've had such a brutal amount of 2 month dry stretch here, the months of August and September. July wasn't too bad and more normal, but this last 2 months has been a really brutal stretch. How about the Illini taking care of USC last week? That was very fun, and we head to West Lafayette tomorrow at 11 a.m. kickoff Central Time. I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great weekend as well. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 90 degrees with a southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 64 degrees, a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 89 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 58 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 87 degrees and a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.